One of the most popular news sources in Bloomington Normal is run by someone who doesn't consider himself a journalist. It's a private Facebook group, and it has tens of thousands of followers. GLT's Ryan Denham explores the group, its origins, and why so many in Bloomington Normal are troubled by it.
Last weekend, when an online video surfaced apparently showing a violent beating inside a Normal apartment, the public didn't find out about it through a local newspaper, radio station, or TV newscast. Like so many local cops and crime stories over the past 6 years, the story first broke on a private Facebook group called News Happening in Bloomington Normal, McLean County Area, and All Over. The video, including a possible victim in partial nudity, was posted there Sunday morning. It wasn't taken down until the group's moderators heard from police that the public's help was not needed. It was the latest troubling episode for an increasingly popular local news source. It's come under heavy criticism as it's grown. Those who run the group say they were only trying to help identify the attackers and didn't realize there was nudity in the video before it was shared. Here's McLean County State's Attorney Jason Chambers.
I think a lot of social media has its positives and its negatives. The downside is that video, which is upsetting to see out there, you know, is now out there. And that's the type of thing that can never come back. So additional dissemination of that stuff is upsetting to see sometimes. But also awareness to the public of things is has a benefit.
The News Happening group has grown to more than 22,000 members, with 4,000 more on a waiting list to get in. Driven initially by interest in reading reports taken right from a police scanner, the group's reach among news consumers now rivals and at times outranks that of the Pantograph, GLT, WJBC, and other Bloomington Normal media outlets. Critics, including many who've been kicked out of the group, say its growth has spawned a spread of nasty comments among its members, sometimes with racial undertones, as well as incomplete or inaccurate information. They say those who run the group are politically motivated in what they post and allow others to post. Defenders say the group helps people. Members share information about companies that are hiring, lost dogs, families struggling, and needing a helping hand. Its supporters say the group provides a vital, unfiltered news source at a time when some media outlets are doing less original reporting. The group's creator is 50-year-old Mark Embry, a Bloomington Normal native. Embry created the group 6 years ago.
The main reason was a lot of the news that happened in this town, nobody was reporting. I grew up around officers. Many friends are officers, and I've listened to a scanner since I was probably 10 years old, and it's just something I like to listen to, and I would hear things on the scanner and never see them in the papers, never over on anywhere. So I was like, well, I'm going to start this. I also wanted to help others out like we do now.
Embry doesn't consider himself a journalist. He worked as a union laborer until suffering a head injury, and anyone who's interacted with Embry online knows that he's a staunch conservative, an ally of law enforcement, and more than a little brash. Embry spends 8, 10, 12 hours a day or more running the group, reviewing comments, sharing what he hears on the scanner, and policing, sometimes banning, his own members. He seems exhausted by it now. He admits that he's considered shutting it down several times. Embry says the page has gotten too big. It's not as nice as it once was, he says. Some of that isn't his fault. Any online forum tends to bring out the worst in people. But the vitriol in the News Happening group feels different, according to critics. Arlene Jose, a Normal Township trustee and retired Illinois State University staff member, recently left the group over her frustrations. She first noticed problems in January, as the group discussed a proposed Bloomington Police substation on the city's west side. Jose said she saw some troubling racial overtones in the conversation. Over time, as Jose felt attacked by other commenters, she began to think that people of color had their voices muted within the group. Embry and the other three group moderators are all white. Jose, who's black, said the group suffers because none of its moderators are from diverse backgrounds.
When they started this, did they envision that it would turn out to be this? Are they happy with it? Are they satisfied with it? Is there something they would want to do different? Do they even recognize the insidious, the icky part of it? And do they feel any responsibility for that?
You can get GLT News in your Facebook feed the old-fashioned way. Like our page at facebook.com/WGLTFM. We're also on Twitter. We're @WGLT News. I'm @Mike McCurdy. This is Sound Ideas.